There's noise and laughter in the bar, but all eating and drinking stops. All conversation dies as the first note is struck. A bare stage, two hard-backed chairs, a guitarist and a singer. "Aye, aye," he cries experimentally, the guitar fine-tuning his spirit. "Aye, aye," as he waits for the duende to descend. A piercing wail. There is a mystery to pure flamenco. From the old Roman bridge, you can see a small city on a hill, cream and white, pale, cut from the light. But I went there in December, out of season, out of cycle, different from the way it's usually seen. Even without heat, though, the sun shimmers, glimmers on the pale orange and white of the mosque, illuminating narrow white streets, throwing the wide line of surrounding hills into sharp contrast with its blue. Cordoba belongs to sunshine. The guitar sounds mournful, the voice harsh to our northern ears. I had heard flamenco described once before as a cry of pain. So I wandered round Cordoba last December, chasing the dark dreams and harsh wails from bar to prison to gypsy area. It's Saturday, and the peña is gathering in a little bar near the prison. A peña is a very Spanish thing, a group of friends united by a similar interest. In the back room, they sit round a table. It's only noon, but already strong cigarettes are being smoked. The drink is coffee with a dash of brandy, or else a glass of Cordoba's very fine but very potent sherry. The men seem like they come from the land, work with their hands. Middle-aged, overweight, grey slacks, brown slacks, white shirts with vests underneath, yellow tobacco fingers.
No lo entienden bien, no lo conocen bien, el flamenco. En el flamenco hay de todo. Hay tristeza, hay alegría, hay melancolía, hay...
He tells me that I don't understand, that I'm not Andalusian. That flamenco isn't always sad. It can be cheerful, tragic. And again, these can change depending on how you sing it, depending on your mood. No one song is ever sung the same a second time. You must taste the earth and feel each note.
When I die, bury me with my guitar beneath the sand.
The same bar is now a classroom. The peña is much younger, 19, 20, boys, girls.
Soy Rafael Trenas. Soy profesor, también de la prisión de Córdoba, de centro penitenciario y profesor de guitarra flamenca. Mi vida es el arte, es la guitarra y, como ya he dicho antes, pues vivo y muero por la guitarra.
His name is Rafael Trenas. He's a professional flamenco player, a teacher here and in the prison. It's his life. He lives and dies by the guitar, he says. Flamenco is anarchic, a mix, as dense as Spain's history and as true as the line where land and sky meet.
un toque serio, con un poquito de lamentación, de pena, de alegría también. Y la soledad es solemnidad, es un toque, como hay tantos que ya veremos, es un toque serio.
There are different types of flamenco. Soleá means solitude. Such songs look back to Spain's tragic past.
And Raphael in the makeshift classroom continues.
The fandango is the flamenco that is played everywhere, usually not very well. It is for celebrations, for dancing, parties. It is the music of the old flamenco cabarets.
Fiestero ya de muchas fiestas, que es la bulería, ¿eh? Y más o menos sale así, más o menos. Son sonidos afrocubanos y vienen muchas veces, y más o menos va así.
The bulería is sung to move and stir the instincts, often danced to, and best by gypsy women. Music like that was brought back by Spanish voyagers and traders who returned from the Americas with gold, silver, and Afro-Cuban rhythms.
Que este sí que es solemne, solemne de verdad, que es la seguirilla. Entonces, la siguirilla es un toque muy serio. Dicen que las voces de siguirilla tienen que ser ya voces negras, voces opacas, oscuras.
The siguirilla is perfect flamenco, known as deep song, the one that most preserves its ancient oriental origins. It is the blackest and the most difficult to sing. The lyrics tell of life's most intense moments. When it is sung, it is interrupted by sudden cries of anguish, the I, and punctuated by unexpected silences.
Raphael tells me that flamenco is not only about guitar. It can be played solo as before, but many times it is accompanied by the voice, by dancers, by other guitarists. Flamenco, he says, cannot be put in a box. One of the main things about the art is that there are no rules. And twice a week, he leaves the stage and his various classrooms to teach such anarchy to prison inmates, many of whom are gypsies.
The gypsies are freedom lovers, wilder than normal society. That's why they are jailed. They don't play by the rules. And the form suits them, fits them like skin. These freedom-loving people are locked up. Movement is restricted, so it is vital that they sing and play flamenco. It is both a release valve and a cry of pain.
Ay, gypsy petenera, yai yai petenera. There weren't any good little girls at your burial. Little girls who'd offer a dead Christ their locks and who'd wear white mantillas on market days. Your burial was one of sinister people.
Cordoba's prison is in a suburb called Fatima, away from the pale and ancient centre, near the dual carriageway. A building from an older time. Tall, sandy walls, large ornate doors and gates, barbed wire, watchtower, amid the shabby high-rises of the poor.
My name is Antonia Estebeth, prison psychologist and educationalist. In February 1989, I set up flamenco workshops in the prison here with the help of my friend, Rafael Trenas. Flamenco is not our only cultural activity. We have theater, art classes, but perhaps it is the most poignant.
And these workshops happen every day?
Every evening, but there are no rules even in prison for flamenco. There is no strict timetable. We move to their rhythm, which is Andalusian in its timbres. I understand it. There are no limits to the number of students who come along. If they don't feel like it, they don't attend. We teach guitar and voice to the men. The women are given dance classes. Once a week they meet to sing, play guitar, dance. Often the room is full of husbands and wives. It's one of the few times they get a chance to see each other.
No matter how hard I've tried, the justice officials in Madrid won't let me attend the prison workshops.
Madrid is headquarters. They have the final word. We ourselves get little support from the Department of Culture and never a fixed amount of money. Rafael teaches without a fee, more or less. Sometimes we play outside the prison to audiences, and this year we're releasing a CD. So this is how we finance ourselves, and in this way they get heard.
Nunca puedo, siempre con la blanca. Sí, hay masificación, la hay en todas partes. La hay porque esto estaba pensado para unos 350 y 600. Entonces, hay más gente de la que cabe, pero...
The prison here is very overcrowded. We have more people than can be fitted. Often there are 2 to 3 men in a cell. In Spain, the prison population is about 40% gypsy. In Andalusia, it is even higher.
Do these classes make any difference?
It's a way of expressing themselves, of gaining respect. It feeds discipline, trains them to concentrate, to focus. And these skills could be applied further afield than flamenco. For example, Jose, an ex-inmate, was in prison, involved in a murder. He learnt to sing flamenco. Of course, it was in his blood, but he was taught and trained, his knowledge expanded. And not only to do with flamenco. His world opened up, and he began to read a lot, to read writers such as Lorca. He's now back in his village near Seville, hardly drinks, doesn't smoke, is more in control of his life, and he has a job teaching flamenco in a peña.
El problema es que los barrios marginales, que es donde está la droga, aquí los tratamos, influimos, los mejoramos, los ponemos bien, pero cuando salen no pueden irse a vivir con el alcalde ni con el ministro, tienen que ir a su barrio, donde la hermana, está la prostitución, el hermano se droga, el padre borracho, vuelven a lo mismo. Entonces, tenemos desgraciadamente muy poca alternativa, muy poca.
But too many return. A few weeks ago, one of the guys was being released, and he was asking me, almost begging me, could he stay here, inside? You go home, your brother is dealing, your sister's on the streets, your father is drunk, you feel the need. And to consume, you have to deal. There's very little else for the gypsy to do. It's a political question. I suppose all countries are the same.
The weeping of the guitar begins. Wine glasses shatter in the dead of night. The weeping of the guitar begins. It's useless to hush it.
Porque son cantes del pueblo. Te está hablando uno que lleva 40 años en este arte. Porque esto nació en Andalucía. Y nació del pueblo. Los andaluces se expresaban mejor cantando que hablando. Por eso son sentimentales.
También los hay alegres.
También los hay más alegres. Y cada región de Andalucía tiene un estilo de cante. Por ejemplo, Córdoba tiene un estilo. Granada tiene otro. Almería tiene otro.
An Andalusian is part of the landscape. People here, they say, know better how to sing than to speak. The blue sky, heat, toasted earth, lemon trees, the red soil, green olives, orange groves. Culture, land, history, myth, all are there in its musical intonations. Flamenco is the capacity to condense emotion and history.
Alegrías de Córdoba, porque es otro matiz. Soleá de Córdoba, porque es lo sentimental. ¿Por qué? Porque te mientan todas las cosas bonitas que tiene Córdoba, la catedral.
older than the mosque, as old as the hills, coming from the primitive musical system of India, one of the first manifestations of song. Some say the gypsies brought that with them on their great journey from India to Europe, an evolution from an oriental song sound. The wails from the mosque, the Gothic chants of the vast Reconquest churches, the Hebrew songs of the Spanish synagogues, all put their print on flamenco. And in the 18th century, Spanish ships, along with gold and silver, brought back the rhythms of salsa and rumba from South America. For hundreds of years, most Spaniards lived in poverty and were illiterate, among the rocks and caves and villages of cities such as Cordoba. It is in this soil and sky that deep song took root, became an emotional map, a language, an articulation of grief and suffering. Century industrialization meant that many of Spain's poor began to migrate to the cities. They brought with them their deep song or flamenco, gypsy and non-gypsy. Harsh sounds could be heard coming from the tenements they had swapped for their rural hovels, and city folk began to listen, began to take note of these strange sounds. Flamenco is not just gypsy, but they hold the deepest memories of its origins, closer to the original pain and poverty, singing in Spain's provincial jails, falling down because they don't integrate, staying on the margins, circling society.
His trill was like nothing else. It was that same pain being sung behind a smile. It evokes the lemon groves of a sleepy Malaga, and in his wail there are aftertastes of sea salt. Like Homer, he sang blindly. His voice possessed a touch of sunless sea and an orange squeezed dry.
Thank you.
Spain is different, they say. Wilder, more pagan, caught between Africa and Europe. Less than 25 years ago, it was ruled by a dictator. Spain is different. You can see it in the bullfight, in the bloodied statues and churches, in all the glamour and cruelty that go hand in hand. Duende is a word that has no English equivalent, but it's used so often to describe how flamenco is transformed into great art. Tiene duende. It has, or he has, she has duende. It's both a creative and a destructive force. Lorca described it as the mysterious power that everyone feels, but which no philosopher can explain. The idea of duende has entered the dark soul of the land. It's found in Lorca's writings, in religious festivals, in the flamenco of dark Andalusian bars.
Lamps of crystal and green mirrors. On the darkened stage, Paralá maintains a conversation with death. She calls death, but death never comes, and she calls out again. The people are inhaling her sobs. And in the green mirrors, her long silk train sways back and forth.
Andalusia's erotic fascination with death. In Córdoba, the buildings tell as many stories as the people I've been talking to. Once one of the world's greatest cities, rivaling Byzantium, and the mosque still stands sublime, an ancient centre of learning, prayer and meditation. Above me, doves nest in the domed portal called the Gate of Absolution. And from here, my eyes look across the Patio de las Naranjas, all mossed cobblestones, orange trees and Arabic water wheels. Here, the ruling Moors often fought amongst themselves, but were tolerant to the Christians and to the Jews whom they had conquered. But the silences and great empty Persian spaces were not to last forever, and in its place came the great wave of the Christian reconquest. Córdoba fell in 1221, and the new Catholic kings were not quite so tolerant towards their previous rulers. The killing or expulsion of all Muslims was ordered across the next few centuries. Walking east, away from the mosque, I reach the narrow streets of the Jewish quarter. Like the Moors, all Jews are long since gone, but I pass their empty synagogue, still standing. And into this Spain the gypsies came.
My name is Pablo Balaguer. I'm 24 years old, a member of a rock flamenco band. My family are all gypsy, and I'm proud to come from that community.
Para mí creo que somos una raza bastante especial y con mucho corazón, mucho sentimiento, muy apasionado, ¿sabes? Yo pienso que somos a lo mejor hasta la primera raza. ¿Por qué no? Yo se supone que yo soy de ser gitano y a lo mejor el que entienda que somos el último peldaño de la escalera, pues que lo entienda así. Yo pienso que también es la gente que los tiene por el último peldaño, pienso que no, que es falta de información y no saber, ¿sabes? O sea, no saber de lo que estás hablando en realidad, ¿sabes?
For me, gypsies are not poor. They have passion, heart. People don't know what it's like to be a part of that. A lot of the time, the misunderstandings are caused by lack of information and ignorance. Life is different, but it can be very good.
But there are so many gypsies in Spanish jails at the moment.
Many gypsies can't find decent work. They wonder how they'll get food to feed their children. I'm lucky that my family are respected and that they've always encouraged me. It's not so easy, but it is possible to be a successful member of the world and a gypsy. There's too much negative press around.
Como música en sí a lo mejor no es parecido, porque a lo mejor como música en sí no es parecido, pero el mensaje que da, ¿no? El mensaje que da. Y dónde va a parar, por ejemplo, el blues. A dónde va a parar, prácticamente es lo mismo. Lo que te quiere decir es lo mismo. Aunque no tenga nada que ver en principio, decir, joder, una cosa que no tiene nada que ver con otra, ¿no? Geográficamente, ¿no? Pero donde quieren ir a parar, yo pienso que es lo mismo, ¿no?
I compare flamenco to the blues in America. Musically, it's not the same, but the message is similar. The anguish, what we're saying, it's where we're coming from. And like the ghettoized blacks in the US, the gypsy situation is similar. The majority of my community can't find work, and so they start dealing, taking drugs, becoming small-time criminals. I'm not saying that we're saints. There are good and bad gypsies, just like other people. But in general, there are less opportunities for us. And say parents in a school object to their children going if gypsy children attend. Well then, what is there to expect? The problem is that the gypsy has its own culture and traditions, and we want to keep those. It's a highly complicated issue, because if there's assimilation, then we lose the identity that's so important to us, that's so vital to keep. I don't know, it's so difficult. I suppose give and take is necessary on both sides.
The night tumbles down. Inside is a dead little girl with a flesh-coloured rose hidden in her hair. Six nightingales sing to her from the bars of the window. The people are sighing with open guitars.
I move out of the dance school, past the west side of the mosque, towards the Galleria de los Romeros. It's the old part of town, little bars. The buildings are somewhat run down, but it's clean and pretty. The art gallery is here, and so is the gypsy area. On the walls of the gallery are paintings of dark gypsy women, and in the same square is a house where Cervantes is said to have written some of his great social satire, Don Quixote.
The gypsy culture is thousands of years old. We travelled all the way from India, across North Africa, arriving in Europe in the Middle Ages. My name is Juan, and I'm head of the gypsies in this community. We have very fixed traditions and a different outlook on life to the pajo, or non-gypsy. We want to continue this community while trying to live as best as we can in Spain. This is why we have the slogan, "We're equal, but we're different."
Dentro de nuestro pueblo hay muchísimos valores. Yo te puedo enumerar uno de los más importantes para nosotros, que es la permanencia de nuestros viejos en el seno de la familia, Para nosotros no existen residencias para que estén nuestros viejos dentro de la residencia. El gobierno se ahorra mucho dinero con nosotros por eso, porque nuestros viejos los dejamos en nuestra casa y el mejor plato y la mejor silla es para ese señor que está dentro, sea de un lado o sea de otro, sea de por parte de padre, del esposo o por parte de la esposa. Para nosotros los viejos son lo primordial. ¿Por qué? Porque son portadores de esa cultura que nos han ido transmitiendo y nosotros eso se lo respeta. La palabra de un anciano, eso es muy respetado para nosotros. Su palabra es ley.
Within our world, the extended family live together. For our people, the older man is the center of the family and the community, because they are the vessels of our traditions and cultures. They have the best place in the family, the best chair to sit on. Their word is absolute law.
And how do women fare?
Sometimes today, the younger gypsy rebels against the seniority of the old, but the women are quiet. They know how to show a respect. A man is expected to marry a virgin. The woman must be pure, and before they are married, this is proven, sometimes with a white cloth. These are some of our ways. But if someone wants to leave the gypsy community, well, that's it really. They go, they know what happens. In the last hour, though, even when people do rebel, they know where they belong and usually stay. But if anyone does want to leave, then there are no half measures. There is no coming back. That's it. It's a bad story.
From Spain, a dark and clear sky, a toasted earth, and riverbeds where water runs ever so slowly. A dark Christ with long burnt locks, his cheekbones high and his pupils white.
Andado en que sea un pueblo marginado. Entonces, ellos se han situado donde han podido y han hecho la vida que le han dejado hacer. Unos piensan...
Round the table, all are friends, singing a song in honour of expelled gypsies. The gypsies, who were forced out by a Catholic monarchy, along with the Moors and the Jews. And scratching beneath the surface of this table are attitudes centuries old. Antonio is one of the youngest in the Peña, a teacher. He argues that these people are marginalised, that they have no fixed country or place of origin. Society thinks that they're all bad, but there's good and bad gypsies, just like everyone else. The way they're treated here in Spain, he says, is just like the situation between blacks and whites in America.
Ellos tienen una causa que le han llevado a ser de esta forma. Y ellos, por esa forma de ser, tienen unas leyes y una personalidad. Entonces, por muy pintado que tú seas, ellos tienen sus leyes. Y tú, para entrar ahí, tienes que aceptar sus leyes. Entonces, lo que no entendemos...
That's the way the gypsies are. They have their own way of being, of behaving. And that makes a different personality, an interestingly rich character. They have their own ways... and their own laws, and that's about it. Their difference just has to be accepted. Antonio plays the guitar and repeats his conviction of how the gypsies are. It's a vicious circle, he says. Then Roberto and others pipe up. What way of being? To steal? To rob? Trickery, murder. They do nothing, only stealing. And the arguments continue. They don't want to work.
Yo me apuesto contigo lo que tú quieras, pero es que te lo pongo en práctica.
que digo, ven acá, a trabajar. Y cuando ellos lleguen, no 8 horas trabajando.
Y no quieren.
Y vean lo que ganan.
Antonio begins to play in earnest, in honor of the gypsies. The weeping of the guitar begins. And, in the little dark bar near the prison, history moves in a slow circle, consuming itself, as always.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.